At the beginning of March 2025, the Global Skills and Opportunity Program, or GSO, that was funded by the federal government through Employment and Social Development Canada, was not renewed after its five-year pilot period. GSO provided funding to Canadian students pursuing international education experiences, most often through international summer schools and similar programs. In Fredericton, both the University of New Brunswick and St. Thomas University used GSO funding to support outbound study abroad programs. A statement from UNB on the subject read, quote, "The funding primarily supported students involved in our short-term summer programs and field school program participants. A smaller group of outbound exchange students also benefited from GSO funding," end quote. Esme Newling, STU's Director of Experiential Learning and Career Development, noted that STU used GSO funding for similar opportunities.
122 students were supported through the GSO program over the past 4 years. So bursaries were given to students going on exchange to sort of alleviate some of the expenses of getting to these countries and also living there. But the bulk of the funding was for travel study trips. So these are trips associated with courses or that exist as a course in their own right, often happening during intersession or during the March break or something like that. Students going to Greece who are studying ancient literature, political science students getting to go to Cuba to learn about the political situation there. So
the end of GSO funding had different impacts on Fredericton's two universities and their students. UNB explained in their statement that, quote, "The end of GSO funds will primarily affect how students utilize LEAPS, which are learning experience abroad programs in summer, especially for those students with financial constraints. However, UNB remains committed to exploring new resources internally and externally to help support future students. Between endowments earmarked for study abroad and global learning and engagements-based budget, we have over $100,000 to continue support with both short-term studies and semester and year-long exchange programs," end quote. Esme described how the end of GSO funding will, and already has, affected STU.
The diversity of students who get to go on these trips will become reduced. So I think for the most part, the expense of these trips will now be on the heads of students and or in part on departments, although I don't think there's any plans for STU necessarily to absorb these costs. That is something that we'll obviously have to keep discussing, and I can't speak to the broader STU budget or anything like that, but there is definitely the potential that the low-income students who have self-identified as low-income will no longer be able to access these programs.
Esme emphasized that low-income was the primary barrier preventing students at STU from participating in international learning opportunities.
Low income is the most common barrier universally of that students self-identify. So of the 122 students, 82 self-identified as low income. And again, we're not necessarily actively seeking only low income students for this funding. It's just it so happens that that is the biggest barrier facing students right now. So it is about, I can't take time off from my part-time job to go to Cuba. So can you help me with that? Because most of our students have one, if not two, part-time jobs.
Esme described how the money from GSO helped alleviate those barriers and what students used the money for.
Travel costs, for the most part, how we like to phrase it is barrier reduction. So if there's anything that's preventing students from going on the trip financially, they can use this funding for that. So that might be buying their plane ticket. It might be paying their rent in Fredericton while they're gone. Specifically for the bursaries that are distributed, whatever barrier needs reducing, students are welcome to use that funding for that. But it can also be used directly for plane tickets. So my office can buy the plane tickets for the group going, and my office could book the hotels and the taxis and things like that.
UNB noted that GSO funding positively impacted its students and that it's committed to continuing that impact, saying, quote, "Studying abroad significantly enhances key skills that are essential in the workplace, such as communication, leadership, problem solving, adaptability, and intercultural competence. These experiences provided our students with the tools to excel in their careers and positively contribute to their communities. Finding new financial opportunities to support students keen to develop these skills will only benefit Fredericton, UNB, Canada, the world, and their future employers. We are immensely proud of their achievements, and we are committed to supporting them in any way we can," end quote. Esme described how ending GSO funding has impacted other aspects of STU's student life besides the actual outbound international opportunities.
In order to get students to come and study in New Brunswick, we have to give them cool opportunities at university. And one of those cool opportunities has been international travel. So recruitment really suffers when we can no longer make promises. I did a recruitment presentation where I had to take out the slide about travel study programs because I didn't feel like I could necessarily advertise them as something that's available to every student anymore.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.